thank you for the opportunity to see that the other side of the world, in Miami, such a beautiful brand of terror. It's Marchiv Esalev to see, sitting and learning. Right? Beautiful. We are approaching Hanukkah next week. It's probably appropriate to speak a little bit in the inyanim of Hanukkah. We know that the after of Hanukkah, as it's brought up in Bes Yosef, is the after of the Nevui of Zechariah Novi, about the Menorah Zov, the golden Menorah. And the reason we're reading this after, it said in the Bes Yosef, because of Pirsum and Nisa. And the question is, when we're talking about Menorah, a golden Menorah, there's no, nothing here is talking about any miracle, any nes, it was in the time of the Hashmonai. So what is the Pirsum and Nisa? Just to mention a Menorah, this is the only place you have in Tanakh, in the Nevi'im, that is brought up that this is a Menorah. What is the point? And this Nevuah of Zechariah is talking about Be'ezer Hashem to the time of Shiva's Klal Yisrael to Yerushalayim. We'll come back Be'ezer Hashem to Yerushalayim. But he was talking between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni about the Shiva, about the coming back of Klal Yisrael to build the Bais Sheni. As it said over the ונוחל השם יש יהודה חלקו עד מס הקודש ובוחר עוד בירושלים. הקודש ברוך הוא will come back to ירושלים and he will all inherit again his חלק, his part, his portion of ירושלים על עד מס הקודש in the Holy Land and he will choose ירושלים again. This is Vais Sheni. And when it comes to the Nevuah, it said in the Pasuk what we read in the after, ויושב המלאך הדבר בי ויראי נקיש אשר יואר משנו עשוי. So the Malach was speaking to Zechariah Novi and he woke me up like somebody who just woke up from a deep sleep. ויאמר עלי מה אתה רואה. And the Malach is telling me, what do you see, Zechariah? ואימא. And I said, רואיסי ונמנוי הזוהב כולו. I see a menoiro that is completely done from gold. The gulo al roisho is some kind of a vessel that's full with oil. The shiva nirose oleo, the seven candles in the menorah. Shiva ve shiva mutzoko is laneirois, and the oil is coming through pipes to the menorah and to the lights on the head of the menorah. אשר על רוישו. ושניים זה ישימו לו. These two trees of olives. אחד מימין הגוילו ואחד משמאלו. One in the right hand side of this gulo, of this vessel, and one on the left side. ואן ואומר אל המלאך הדבר בי לאמו מאלה אדוני. So I talked to the Malach and I said, please tell me, Adoini, what are these? Ma eile Adoini? Vayana malach adoivir bi vayoymer. So he answered me, alo yadata ma'im oilo. Didn't you know? Don't you know what are these? Vayim ala Adoini. I said, no, I don't know what they are. Vayan vayoymer ala leimoy. So the answer of the malach was, zed var Hashem leimoy. This is the Nevuah that I'm giving you. Zeh dvar Hashem el zrubo v'leimoy. Loi v'chayil v'loi v'koyach. Not with armies and not with might. Kim beruchi, Omar Hashem tzvokos. With my spirit, Omar Hashem tzvokos. And we have to understand what's going on here. What did Zechariah asked the Malach, what is the answer here? It's not to understand. What's going on in this demur? And Reb Chaim Prisker, I heard it from Reb David Soloveitchik, he said in the name of Reb Chaim Prisker. Reb Chaim Prisker asked, what kind of a dinner dvorim, what kind of interaction is it between the Malach and the Novi? So when the Malach is asking him, and he's telling him, and I'm asking him, Ma'ele Adoini, I'm asking him a question, I don't understand what it is. When it said, Vayana Malach Adoi Virbi Vayemir Elai, so when the Malach is speaking and it's talking to me, said Reb Chaim, it is a Nevuah. And the Nevuah is telling you, Vayemir Elai Alo Yodata Ma'ele. You do know what it is. So how come I'm asking, Vayim Alo Adoini? How can you argue with the Nevuah? How can it be that the Novi is telling you you do know, and you're telling you no, I don't know? So what's the meaning of the Nevuah? You can argue with the Nevuah. The Malach is telling the Nevuah you do know, and he said you don't know. What's going on here? So Reb Chaim explained, as we said before, this Nevuah is talking about the Nevuah to Zechariah Novi, about the returning of Klal Yisrael to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, the Beis Sheni, after Golus Bavel. And when he was talking about coming back, he was talking about the Menorah, which will be built, obviously, will be Beis Hashem, renew the Hadlokas HaMenorah and Beis Sheni. But in this Menorah, as it said in the Nevuah, there are two trees of olives, Atzi Zayis. V'yishnei Zayisim olei arochad mi'imin aguilo v'echad mi'smoilo. On top of this Menorah, there's two trees of olive, two olive trees on the right hand of the Menorah, on the left hand of the Menorah. Said the Chaim, what are these trees? What is the trees doing in the Menorah? Said Reb Chaim, these trees, it resembles Shemen HaMishcho. Shnaim Zeisim, it's a Shemen HaMishcho. The power that you have in the Shnei Zeisim Oleo, it's the power of Shemen HaMishcho that you anoint with the Shemen HaMishcho. Melochim v'koyanim. You anoint koyanim, you anoint melochim, you anoint kings with this powerful Shemen HaMishcho. This is the two sides of the menorah who have these olives, these olive trees, olive branches, I don't know what it was, Shnei Zeisim Oleo. This is Shemen HaMishcho Shebo Moishchim Melochim VeKoyanim. So when he was talking, the Malach was talking to Zechariah, and he asked him, what Ma'ele? He told him, you obviously know what we're talking about. You know that the two Zeisim resembles, as it said in the Novi afterwards, the two parts of Shemen HaMishcho, the part of Shemen HaMishcho of Meshichas Koyanim and Meshichas Melochim. But he did have a question. He said, Lo Adoin, there's still something that is missing. There's something I cannot understand. Because there was no Shemen HaMishcho in Beis Sheni. So how can you tell me, okay, you're right, I know what it means, but I just don't understand what the significance of it, what is it? You have to have Shemen HaMishcho and Beis Sheni in order to have a Nevuah of Menorah with Shemen HaMishcho. This was the question of Lo Adoini. Versteh nicht, I don't understand. So what was the answer? The answer, Lei b'chai, Lei b'koyach, ki b'ruchem Hashem tzvokos. What kind of answer is it? What's the answer? It was obviously satisfied with the answer, because he didn't argue anymore. Said Reb Chaim, pshat is like this. The Rambam, in Perek Vov, Halacha Tzayin, Minchas Beis HaBchiro, writes as follows. ולמה אני אומר במקדש בירושלים? שקדושו ראשוינו קדושו עושם לא עשית לא בוי. ובקדוש השאר ארץ ישראל, הנה שביס ומייסרס וקריץ בהם לקיד שלא עשית לא בוי. Why do I say it? Ask the Rambam that there is a difference between the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim and it's different than Kedushas Eretz Yisrael for all the halachas of mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz, mitzvahs that come from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kedushas Yerushalayim, the Kedusha remained. It was Mekudosh Le'osid Lavoy. It stays forever. מה שאין קדוש ארץ ישראל is not forever. What's the difference? לפי שקדוש עשה מקדוש בירושלים בני השכינו ושכינו היינו בתהילה. קדוש ארץ ירושלים comes from שכינו and שכינו stays forever. ורואים הרבה השימוי שיש מקדשיכם ואומר חכום אם אף על פי ששוים עם מקדוש עושה ממועים דין. It's true that you don't have this המקדוש. The מקדוש is destroyed, it's empty. But the קדוש remains. אבל חיוב האורץ בשבי איסו ומייסרס אין אלו מפני שהוא כיבוש רבין. The קדושה שהארץ comes with occupation. But you occupied it through war. וכיוון שנלקחו האורץ מדי בוטל הכיבוש. And if it depends in the occupation that you occupied ארץ ישראל, if it's taking away from you, the קדושה will be bottle. ונפטרו מן התירו, מן המייסרס ומן השבי איסו שרן לארץ ישראל. So it's not Eretz Yisrael anymore. If it depends in occupation will be taken, the land will be taken over, the occupation is bottled, the occupation is gone. וכיוון שאלו עזרו, this was on the first קדושה, הקדושה's כיבוש, שכובש מוישה, אבי ישוע. כיוון שאלו עזרו, וקידשו, וקידשו בכיבוש שלו בחזוקיו. And Ezra came on the second, when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael again after Golus Bavel in the time of Bais Sheni, when Ezra came to Eretz Yisrael, he took over Eretz Yisrael not by war, not by force, he didn't occupy Eretz Yisrael, he just sat in Eretz Yisrael, he settled in Eretz Yisrael, and in settling in Eretz Yisrael it's called Chazoke, and it's a different way to behold Eretz Yisrael. ולפי כך כל מוקרים שהחזיקו בו אלי בובל ונזכדש בקדוש אס עזרו השניו. And that's why every place that Klal Yisrael have settled in and they said that and they took the place and they made a chazoke הרי הוא מקודש היום. It remained forever. ואף על פי שנלקחו אורץ ממנו, even though the land was taking over, it's still קודש בקדוש אס ארץ ישראל. וחיוב בשביס ובמייסרס על הדרך שביארנו בלחיס תרומה. So קדושו רישיינו, לקיד שלא עושית לבוי. The first קדושו of ארץ ישראל, it wasn't forever, it didn't stay. לא עושית לבוי for the future. But the second קדושו, the קדושו of עזרו, stayed לא עושית לבוי, stayed forever, and still remained. But we have קדושו ארץ ישראל, and we מקיים בו חשם in ארץ ישראל, all the mitzvahs that מחויב, because of Dusha Seretz Yisrael. Said Reb Chaim, obviously, since the first Dusha were bottled, because it came through war, through occupation, that Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the land was taken, this is something, if it comes through force and through conquering Eretz Yisrael, it can be bottled, can be taken over. But not through Chazoke. And the reason we have the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is because it came through Chazoke and not because of the first Kibush, not because of the war or the Milchomet. Said Reb Chaim, it's true that we don't have any more Bais Rishon. And we don't have Shemel HaMishcho. And we know that Shemel HaMishcho was nignaz. It was hidden to be used Be'ezer Hashem and Bais HaShlishi that we'll see in Be'ezer Hashem B'meiro B'yameinu. When we'll see Bais HaShlishi, then we'll use again Shemel HaMishcho to be Moshiach, to be Mekadosh, the Kedusha Sabayis, Sabayis HaShlishi. But since the Kedusha of Bayis Sheni, the Aliyah of Ezra, the fact that Klal Israel came back to Eretz Israel and to Yerushalayim to build the Eretz Israel, and they took it over Bachazoke, it's a koyach of Kedusha that even though it started in Bayis Sheni without Shemen HaMishcho, but Be'ezer Hashem, Bayis Shlishi will remain that you don't have to be Mekadesh again Eretz Israel because of this Aliyah of Ezra, because this tremendous Chazore coming back of Klal Israel to the land of Eretz Israel in the second on the time of Bayis Sheni. So the real was, you should know, you're coming now without Shemen HaMishcho. But this Kedusha have to do with Shemen HaMishcho, because when Bayis Shlishi will come, it will be through this Aliyah of Bayis Sheni. And that's why you could see in your vision Shemen HaMishcho. And this is what the Novi is telling him. The Maloch. Lo yibechai, lo yibek, v'lo yibekoyach. It won't come through army. It won't be with your might and power. It will come through a chazoke. And that's why, if you come through a chazoke, it won't be bottled. And if it won't be bottled, imele will remain till Bayis Shlishi, and then you'll have Shemen HaMishcho. Even though you're lacking now Shemen HaMishcho, but because what you do now, you're doing now, in the future, you'll do have Shemen HaMishcho. This is what I heard from David Soloveitchik, how Reb Chaim explained this nevuah of Zecharia Novi. But there's still a few questions that are still, you have to understand. If he's talking about Sheni, about Bayis Sheni, and Shemen HaMishcho Lemaisi will be in Bayis Shlishi, why is this so important to speak about Bayis Sheni, about the nevuah? He doesn't speak now about the nevuah, about Bayis Shlishi, speaking about Bayis Sheni. But the main question is, that the Brisker Rov already asked of what Reb Chaim, his father, said, is what does have the Kedusha that have to do with Shemen HaMishcho, with Kibush and Chazoke? Kibush and Chazoke is talking about Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is a nafkimine to be Mekayim or not to be Mekayim, mitzvah, Isatluis Boretz, Trumes, Maisres, Shvis, all the mitzvahs will depend on the land. But the Rambam starts with Kedusha Samikdosh, the Kedusha Samikdosh that have to do with Ashras Hashchino. It's already Kodesh from Bayis Rishon. And Kedusha Samikdosh, Kedusha Rishoino, Labteilo, Rasidlovo. Kedusha Rishoino stays forever. And what do you need Shemen HaMishcho for? For Kedusha Sabayis, for Azorois, maybe. Depends if you do need Shemen HaMishcho, don't need Shemen HaMishcho, Pashtas Bayis Vazor, it's Lachmetoido. But for the Kalim, for Melochim, for Kohen, everything have to do with, we have to do with Shemen HaMishcho, with HaMikdosh. It can't depend not on Kibush, not on Chazoke. Depends on Shechineh, and Rambam said, you can destroy the Bayis, but you cannot destroy Ashras HaShechina. So what the Chazoke and the Kibush of the Bayis, of the Eretz Yisrael have to do with Beis HaMikdosh and Shemen HaMishcho? So Lule Divrei Reb Chaim, maybe we can try and understand a little bit differently this nevuah that have to do obviously with Chanukah, because we read it on Chanukah. In this week's Parshias, that continuing the story of Yaakov, and Yaakov and his children. And the Parshas Vayishlach that we read, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. When Yaakov took his children and moved them from one side of the river to the other side of the river, and he stayed, Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. He came back because he needed to take a pachin ktani. The little, what do you call it?
Utensils.
It said in Sefer Shach al HaToiro. Sefer Shach al HaToiro is one of Gur Ha'ari, one of the Talmidim of the Ari HaKodesh. He says as follows. Vayivosa Yaakov levadoi, al tikri levadoi ela lekadoi. Pashtes vayivosa Yaakov levadoi, that you remain alone by himself. But he said, al tikri levadoi ela lekadoi. He came back because of the tinsel. And why did he come back? Because of this tinsel? Is that right? It's okay.
Utensil.
Utensil, sorry. Why did he come back for the utensil? Because when Yaakov, as it said, was putting the stones around his head, and as we all know, the stones were fighting. Each one wanted that Yaakov will put his head on top of this stone. Until the stones, as Chazal telling us, it was Yud Beis, 12 stones, it became one, resembles the 12 Shvotim and the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And all of the stones became one stone. And Yaakov understood, this is a very holy stone. This is a stone of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And this stone that resembles the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, this should be the Yesod, the Even Pino, the cornerstone to build Beis HaMikdash for. But Beis HaMikdash needs Meshiche. So he had an oil, this utensil with oil. And he was putting oil on the stone. And he realized that as much as he's putting oil, it remained full. It doesn't end. The oil is flowing and flowing and flowing, and the utensil remains full. So he understood this is a very special oil. That's why he came back. He went back to pick up this oil. Said the Shach al Atoiro, this oil is Shemen HaMishcho. This oil is Shemen HaMishcho Shemimenu Moishchim, that you anoint with this oil Koyanim and Melochim. And this oil that is flowing without a limit, without end, it's always flowing and flowing. This oil was used by Eliyahu HaNovi to Isha Tzofis, that wanted to give her oil, to give her panose, and she used this Pach Shemen. And the same thing with Eshe Savadi Anovi. This is the same oil. This is the oil of Shemen HaMishcho. The same thing is brought up in the name of the Marshal. The Marshal said that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yankev Avinu, that because you came back to pick up this oil, I'll make a nes to your children, Chashmuinoim, with oil. Said the Shach, so what is so important to go back for oil? Because you're going back for oil, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make such a tremendous miracle with oil to the Chashmuinoim. Said the Shach, because this oil was a holy oil, and he wanted to be Moshiach, the Even. He wanted to make this stone, Even Pino, to Beis HaMikdosh. And because of this mitzvah of establishing Beis HaMikdash with this Meshiche, this is the schus, that he was Mesakin and he was Moisa Nefesh for this Meshiche, Vayvosu Yaakov Levadoi and Lekadoi. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the schus that the Chashmuinoim brought back the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash in the time of Chanukah. So we know already the Shemen HaMishcho have to do with Yaakov Avinu. And we know already that this Shemen HaMishcho has got this tremendous power to flow and to flow and to overflow. And it's unlimited. It's unstoppable. But there's a third Sefer. In the Sefer of Rabbi Shmuel Kaidenover, Birkas Shmuel. Shmuel Kaidenover, Bal Mechaber Birkas HaZevach, on Kodjim, on the Choshve, Talmid HaChomim, a few generations ago, said Reb Shmuel Kaidenover, he brings this Shach al HaToiro. And he said, Ve'etzli Baruch. It's clear by me. This is the Pach HaShemen that the Chashmonai of one of them found. If we are looking to an oil, that is the oil that the amount is enough for one day, but they kept, you could light it for 8 days because it's an oil that is completely without boundaries, without limits. This is the oil that Yaakov Avinu, this is the same oil of Vayvoser Yaakov Lekadoi. This is the Al Tikre Levadoi El Lekadoi. This is the Kad of Yaakov Avinu. And we know that he was Nignaz Losid Lovoi. It was hidden. And this was the maze that they found, the hidden place. And they used it for 8 days because they only needed it for 8 days. But he could stay forever. If so, if this is the oil that we're talking about, as the oil that they used in the time of Chashmonaim, so there's a deep meaning and a deep understanding why this oil had to be Shemen Amishcho. It said in Psikte Rabosi, it said as follows. V'lama nu madlikim meshei neiroi shel Chanukah? Why do we light the candles on Chanukah? לפי שבזמן חשמונאי ובונוב, כשתיארו את בית המקדש, when they came back to בית המקדש to build it again and to make it pure again, מוצאו שם שמונה שפודים של ברזל והדליקו. They found 8 looms of iron and they filled it with oil and they lit it. And the question is, when did we found an adlocker of 8 neiros? We have it on Chanukah. But in Beis HaMikdash we had only 7. What does it mean they found 8 shmoine shpudim shel barzel vidliku? When did we find an adlocker of Beis HaMikdash of 8 neiros? It's only 7. Right? The Pasuk said, "Well, listen, is you have 7 neiros, you don't have 8 neiros. How could it be?" But this adloke that we're talking about in the time of the Chashmonaim wasn't just stam adloke. This adloke, it's brought up over there in Psikta Rabosi. Vekama Chanukah is here. How many Chanukahs there was in the wall? And they bring a few Chanukahs there. This Chanukahs Briyasa Shel Oilom. This is Chanukah Bais Rishon. Chanukahs Bais Sheini. And Chanukahs Aneirois Shel Chashmonaim She'anu Madlikim Ato. And Chanukah Losid Lovoi that also will be Aneirois. We're not talking here about just the mitzvah of Adlokas HaMenorah, the regular mitzvah that you have every night and every in Beis HaMikdash. We're talking here about the adloke of Chinuch, about the adloke of bringing back the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash. It's a Chinuch, like the first Chinuch was in the time of Nesim, the same Chinuch was in the time of Bais Sheini, and the third, and another Chinuch was in the time of Chashmonaim, that Nifgam HaMizbeach, and the Pgimas the Mizbeach was a chilul of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, and they renew the chinuch. And this is probably the pshat that we know, the famous Rashi and Ramban, the beginning of Parshas Baal Yischo is Aneirois. Lefi shechol shodal daito shel Aaron. Aaron realized that he missed, and he wasn't part of Chanukah Sabayis that the Nesim did. Omar laKodesh Baruch Hu shelcha gdoilu mishaloyim. You'll have a greater chinuch. And what is it, Adlokas HaMenorah of the time of Chashmonaim? I'm not going to the Adlokas HaMenorah every day. What is the Nechome? How could he comfort him with just Adlokas HaMenorah? There's so many mitzvahs, the HaMenorah, Victoria, it's already the cash of the Ramban. And the Ramban said that this Adlokah will remain forever. All the korbanos will be bottled except this adloket that will remain forever from the Chanukah. But what is the nechomer? What is the... Why it wasn't enough nechomer for the chinuch? But it said in the Medrash in Yalkut that they finished the avodah, the building Beis HaMikdash. It was in Chafhei Bekislev. And they waited until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, until they were mechanech Beis HaMikdash. But Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the real time to make the chinuch, the building of Beis HaMikdash was finished in Chafhei Bekislev, said Yalkut, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll save this time for another chinuch. And this will be the chinuch of the Chashmonaim, Chafhei Bekislev. And as the Maharal brings in the mitzvah, this adloke wasn't just the adloke of Seder HaYoim that were madlik in Beis HaMikdash every day. This adloke was a new chinuch from Beis HaMikdash Hashem. If this adloke wasn't just a regular adloke, adloke of chinuch, maybe we can understand why it was a different adloke that did not have it. Never. We always make adloke in menorah and with seven candles, and this is a naya, a new thing. An adloke that you have with eight looms of iron, eight shmoyne shpudim shel barzel. But Rashi in Shir HaShirim said, "Achalti yari in divshi." Said Rashi, "What does it mean? Achalti yari in divshi?" Said, "When usually, when you take a honeycomb, you take out the honey, and you throw out the comb. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the time of Chinuch HaBayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the love of Klal Yisrael, for this tremendous connection, tremendous bond that comes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the time of Chinuch HaBayis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol doesn't throw the comb, doesn't throw the wax. Doesn't fall the facts, it eats everything together. That's why in Chanukah Sanisim, there were Ktoiras Nedovo. Where do we find Ktoiras Nedovo? Chatas Nedovo. Chatas Enoba El Arachet. Chatas never comes with Nedovo. But there's always a Ro'as Shor, there's a new things that you always do in the time of Chinuch. The time of Chinuch is different. There's a tremendous love, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes Kivyochel more and more things that are new. Excuse me?
Yeah,
if so, if this adloke wasn't just a regular adloke, was the adloke of Chinuch HaBayis, Chinuch Beis HaMikdash, and that's why we're using Shmoyne Shpudim Shel Barzel, which is Midas Hoyd, it's said over there in the Sefer Birkas Shmuel of Shmuel Kaidenova. So, what were they using to this chinuch? Which oil? If it's true, what Reb Shmuel Kaidenova is telling us, this oil was the same oil that Yaakov Avinu have found. And this oil that Yaakov Avinu have found was the oil that overflowing, unlimited. And this oil is Shemen HaMishcho. And Shemen HaMishcho is the Koyach HaKdusha to be Mekadesh, to anoint Melochim and Koyanim, and also to bring out the break the Kedushas of Beis HaMikdash. See, it wasn't just for nothing they were using this special Shemen HaMishcho. Shemen HaMishcho is the Koyach of Chinuch to be Mekadesh, to bring the Kedushas of Beis. It's the same Shemen HaMishcho that overflowing. So now we have a tremendously beautiful explanation, and this is obviously the deep meaning of this nevuah, this beautiful nevuah of Zechariah. Because if we'll take what Reb Chaim said, the pirush of Reb Chaim, of what's obvious, what is obvious? What did the Malach tell him? Halo yodato, you understand, it's poshet, you know. The only thing is poshet here, obviously, is this is Shemen HaMishcho, that's why Shneim Zeisim Oleh, these two trees of olive or branches of olive, echad mimina, amenoyrov echad mismoylo. And this is the koyach of Perek Shemen HaMishcho, Shemen Nemoishchim, Melochim, Bekoyanim, that you anoint Melochim, Bekoyanim from. What does it have to do Shemana Mishcha with Menorah? And why the Shemana Mishcha was coming from this Kli, from this Gula al Roisho, and flowing to the Neiros and lighting the Neiros? Where did we find a Menorah that was light from Shemana Mishcha? The only time we had it, obviously, it's in the time of Chinuch Beis HaMikdash that we had them by Sheni in the time of Hashmoinoim. So when he was asking him and told him, I don't understand. I don't know what it is. What was his answer? לא יהיה בחייל ולא יהיה בכוח כי אם ברוך יאמר השם צבוקוס. It's well known what the Maharal said, and the Maharal explains that we have two nisim, two miracles in Chanukah. The nis of the milchomet, the fact that Am Yisrael won the war against the Greeks. And there was another miracle, that they found the Pach HaShemen and they lit. Pach HaShemen was enough for one day. They lit from it 8 days, 8 days of Chanukah. So the Maharal, they needed the second nes. Why? Because some people, even today, some people take the Maccabim as some kind of a powerful and heroic thing that can do miracles, that can do, is so strong, that can win the mighty army of the Greeks. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is not the way you won the war. It's not because you're strong, not because your army is so powerful. It's a nes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you see it? You see it, the fact that a little bit of light, a little bit of oil was enough to lead the menorah for 8 days. From this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that what you won the war wasn't in your power, wasn't from your might. It was b'koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the answer. What did the answer mean? Lo yibechayil v'lo yibekoyach. You know why this miracle came? That the chinuch of Beis HaMikdash will come through this oil. Because you won't win the war with might, with army, with power, with being a very strong army. What does it mean? The menorah and the oroin, it's both connected to Torah. The oroin with luchis abris, and the menorah, roitze leachim yadrim. It's both connected to Torah. So then, let's see, what do you need? Two parts of Torah, two halakim to resemble Torah. So then, let's see, because the Oren is connected to Torah Shebichsav. But the Menorah, which have a Chochmas, which is in Prochem and Chidush of Torah. This is what you say when you say good Chidush. What do you say? Ah, Kafter Vaferach. What is Kafter Vaferach? This comes from the Menorah, Chidush of Torah. The Torah Shebalpeh comes from the Menorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Aaron, this chinuch that you have will remain forever. So the Alshich HaKadosh, Beis HaMikdash El Mato is mechuvan connected Beis HaMikdash El Malo, mochi neshivtecho, mechuvan neshivtecho. Beis HaMikdash El Malo is connected, it's towards Beis HaMikdash El Mato. And when Beis HaMikdash El Malo chorev, when Beis HaMikdash El Malo above is destroyed, comparative to it, the Beis HaMikdash El Mato is destroyed. So the Alshich HaKadosh is one thing that is still never, was never destroyed, will be never destroyed in Beis HaMikdash El Malo. This is the Menorah. Because Miyem Shecho of Beis HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Yilom Mo Yilad Al Adam Shel Alocha Bilvad. What do we have? Where do we have a corner of Ashuras HaShchine? How can we connect to Beis HaMikdash El Malo? And Baruch Hashem, we have here, in Miami, Dalad Amis Shel Aloche, a place that Baruch Hashem, you're sitting, Vel Shishi, such a beautiful Seder, such a beautiful Omer HaTere, such a beautiful Tzitzim Uprochim, such a beautiful menorah, such a beautiful light, that a little bit of the light could be a lot of darkness. But me'at min ha'choshech, min ha'or, ezdoi ch'arbe min ha'choshech. This is shelcho g'doylo mishaloyim. This is what the Ramban said. This is the light of the menorah that we remember in Chanukah, that will stay forever. This is the power of Shemen HaMishcho, that Shemen HaMishcho of Yankev Avinu, that Yankev Avinu was putting to be miyased Beis HaMikdash with the koyach of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. And as long that this light will be burning, we know this still, as the Rambam said, even if we don't have Beis HaMikdash, but we have a Shechino, why do we have the Shechino? אין לך קדוש ברוך הוא בעולם רואי, ירדה לעומס של הלוחם בלבד. This is the נבואה, לא היא בחיל, לא היא בכוח. כלל ישראל בעזרה השם will stand, כי אם ברוך יאמר השם צבוקויס, ברוך השם, the רוך should go strong, and we'll see with this בעזרה השם, the building, הקרב וסמיקדוש השלישי, ומרוב ימינו אמר. I don't know.